All right, freaks. And now for one of tonight's best surprises, a Digabeats exclusive interview with the legendary Jekyll and Hyde. That's right. If you are listening to this radio show right now, then one or more of these three things is true. Either one, you own one or more Jekyll and Hyde records, and I know that several of you. Or two, you love Jekyll and Hyde and have seen them live, and I know that's lots of you. Or three, you have heard several Jekyll and Hyde songs but had no idea it was Jekyll and Hyde. Or some combination of those three things. If you're listening to a Digabeats radio show, then you know that Digabeats loves Jekyll and Hyde, and I play a lot of their records. And so you definitely fall into one of those categories. So here's my little intro. For longer than anyone can remember, Scott Weiser and Todd Walker, a.k.a. Jekyll and Hyde, have been making funky beats for the headstrong. Their unique and instantly recognizable sound that they have classified as electrocore has had a profound influence on countless producers and DJs, including myself, and they have rocked a million booties. They are without a doubt one of my favorite acts of all time. Guys, thanks for taking the time to answer some questions for us. I know you're on a tight schedule right now, so we'll keep it short and sweet. First, let's talk about what everyone is so excited about, new Jekyll and Hyde music. The single Bad Robot is out, and it's rocking the charts, killing the electro scene everywhere. You've got the special red vinyl edition out, everything. It's just as pimp as it can get. In my opinion, this record is a testament to the fact that an artist can continue to evolve and improve upon their own style over many years, while still staying true to the core elements that made them so infamous in the first place. Why is your sound still so relevant today while so many others just change with the next current trend?
Well, that's an interesting question. This is Hyde of Jekyll and Hyde, by the way, and thanks for having us on your show.
Oh, it's definitely my pleasure.
I would say our industrial roots and the crazy Miami bass background fused together is definitely something unique. So our sound will evolve as music itself evolves. And there are different influences from all our background growing up. But I guess the thing that makes it somewhat relevant is we try to make our tracks more like songs, more like the way Old Meepy Manifesto, Eon, and all the great people in the beginning did. They made songs that really just kind of stuck. And if we add lyrics to it, a little more depth to it, it tends to become a little more timeless, we would hope.
You know, that's a great point, and I agree with you 100%. It seems that the records that over time have become the most dear to me are the ones that really have that full song feel to them. So, Jekyll, in your recent interview with Technobase.net, you mentioned that Jekyll and Hyde have upcoming remix and collab work in 2016 with several people. As a DJ, I am stoked to hear what you'll be doing with the Keith McKenzie DJ Fix stuff. But as a producer, I am most excited to hear what you're doing with Omar Santana. Can you comment a little on that project or any other behind-the-scene info that you'd like to leak now?
Well, at first it was going to be Jekyll and Hyde versus Omar Santana. What we were going to do was a four-song Kraftwerk EP. It was going to be a dedication to Kraftwerk.
Oh, no kidding.
What we were going to do is we were going to turn out four Kraftwerk songs harder and dance floor. It was going to be dance floor friendly, but harder than they'd ever been made. I mean, completely tear out. I mean, Jekyll and Hyde, Omar Santana, what do you think is going to happen? But unfortunately, we ran into a bunch of static from Warner Brothers on the project. Warner Brothers didn't want us to do them hard as hell like we wanted to. And then some other things arose and we just sort of bailed on it.
Oh, that's too bad.
But we still have a two-song 12-inch that we're currently doing with Omar right now.
Oh, great.
And it's definitely face rippage. Absolute face rippage. It's probably the hardest breakbeat I've ever heard in my entire life. And for me to say that with Jekyll and Hyde and Omar Santana behind it, it's definitely rough.
Yeah. So will the new Jekyll and Hyde live show hold any new surprises?
Well, we have a lot of new equipment and controllers that allows us to manipulate our sound in a live way that you would never hear otherwise, except for coming out to the shows. We also are pushing the limits of live vocal and sample manipulation. And I've got a lot of mean vocoder presets.
Well, I'm sure I speak for everybody when I say that we are all excited to see the new live show. All right, let's talk a little bit about the electro scene. From your perspective, where are the current global hotspots for electrocore and techno bass? Hyde?
That's kind of a tricky question. I would say the UK, Germany, France, Detroit, all over Florida. Yeah, the Carolinas, various places across America. There's also an interesting surge in Japan, but you've got such an influx of trap and the dubstep, brostep, whatever. So it's kind of hard to say.
What about you, Jackal?
The global hotspots for electro and techno bass, I'm going to have to go with Miami, the southeastern United States, Detroit, Michigan, that whole area, Ox 88, DJ Assault, Germany, Anthony Rother's territory, and of course there's tons of brilliant artists in England. I mean, there's a lot of proper electro and techno bass being made worldwide, but those four places would be the quote-unquote hotspots.
So I'm curious, what is your view on the current state of quote-unquote underground? And, you know, when I mean underground, I mean, like, what is your current view on the, or what is your view on the current state of real underground dance music culture as opposed to, you know, mainstream EDM rave culture?
Well, it's gone all corporate, and the big guys have come in and definitely kind of took a monopoly on it all. So you've got the big, big, big shows, and the smaller things that are going on just don't get too much attention. So, but there is somewhat of a surge we're seeing in the past 6 months that people are, it's instead of going out and blowing the big money to go to these venues, they're definitely trying to do a little more intimate type of gathering. So, and not spend as much, you know, maybe like $10 to get in as opposed to $100 or $50.
Yeah, right. I know what you're talking about. So, Jackal, do you have any thoughts on this?
The underground has always been about being very diverse, unique, and different. There's a big resurgence in the underground right now. Why is it happening? I have no idea. One reason could be that the EDM stuff, especially in the last couple of years, has become very homogeneous. It's very samey sounding. And I think people love this electronic music, but they're tired of being bombarded with the exact same genres and the exact same sounds over and over and over again at these corporate events.
Exactly.
So they're branching out to find new stuff, and they're making their way down into the underground, where all the craziness happens. And I believe this is one of the reasons why the underground is having a big groundswell of resurgence right now.
So here's a good one for you. How do you feel about the bastardization of the word electro by snot-nosed house wankers who don't seem to realize anything existed before they were born?
With music in general, you have a lot of influences from various people. Every type of music incurs influence. And we should all give props to the legends like Kraftwerk, Afrika Mbata, Twilight 22, Egyptian Lover, that pushed electronic music into what it is today. So I'm not sure how the electro house wankers are in regards to that, but maybe they all need a history lesson.
Yeah, I could not agree more. Okay, let's talk production. Jackal, you recently asked on your Facebook page, what is your Desert Island VSTi in the box synthesizer? If you could only have one to try to get the job done. And you later followed up in a response by mentioning the Mr. Ray by Guido Scagnamiglio. And while that's a great box, I somehow doubt that it's actually your ultimate go-to. Can you go into a little detail about your habits in sound design?
The Mr. Ray comment was a joke, dude. That was like definitely not the Desert Island synth right there.
Yeah, that's what I figured, but yeah.
It's funny that you asked that. My approach to making music is to put a lot more in, way more in than is necessary. It's like starting with a huge chunk of marble and then whittling away the statue that lies within. You know, I'll overdrive the hell out of stuff, distort the hell out of stuff, make it so it's like on the verge of insanity, and then pull it back just enough so I can rock a dance floor and not be too heavy. As far as Desert Island synths, I use Hive by Yuhi, Silent, Serum by Deadmau5's Exfer, a couple of others. Spire would be a good go-to Desert Island.
So, and especially I'm curious about this, do you have any new vocoding tricks you'd like to share?
Well, we don't generally like sharing any vocoding tricks, but you could do a lot of damage with a lot of stock stuff nowadays.
So, if your computers were to fail before a live show, could you guys still use DX7s as backup?
God, yeah, that's a good one. Short answer, no. I guess it could be Jack on Hyde unplugged.
All right, that's enough nerding out for now. Now let's get to the most important questions. Hyde, what does your hair look like these days, and does it still get you laid?
God, yeah. That's a good one. And a very important question. Don't have the crazy hair, but still getting very much laid.
So, I was just recently in Orlando and went to a record store called Rock and Roll Heaven. Have you guys been there and signed the wall in the bathroom?
Haven't signed the wall there, but we've signed a lot of walls in a lot of places and a lot of dirty places, if you know what I mean.
So, forget up-and-comers. Do you guys have any advice for old washed-up DJs and producers who want to get their edge back and start reliving their glory days?
Well, nowadays, just about every single person on Earth is a DJ. There's only one way to relive your glory days. You have to make banging ass records, period, the end. If you're not making banging ass records, you're doing it wrong. Stay up with current technology, try to forge your own sound, and above all, try to make songs, man, not tracks. Songs that are memorable with hooks, not tracks that are here today, gone tomorrow.
And what about you, Hyde?
I'd say time allocation is the biggest enemy, and just to stay up on all the latest things, latest programs, latest plugins, all that stuff. Scott and I have owned and worked on just about everything you can imagine through the years.
Oh, I'm sure you have. And that's really fantastic advice from both of you. So thank you. And now a quiz. If a play pusher misses the sync button, will the cake still hit the audience?
The cake hitting the audience. Yeah, that is definitely something Jacqueline Hyde would not know the answer to.
How did I know that is exactly what you would say? And I have a feeling that's a quiz that you are glad to fail. Well, that should do it. Thanks a million, guys. I really appreciate, again, you taking time to talk with us. And in closing, is there anything that you'd like to promote? Any shows you have coming up? Anything like that that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, a couple things. You can pick up Jacqueline Hyde's new Bad Robot on iTunes, Beatport, or any other digital retailer in the world. And be on the lookout for the Bad Robot vinyl being released on Dominance Electricity in Germany. And please check us out at facebook.com/Jacqueline Hyde. And we want to give a shout out to all of our fans. Thank you for your continued support throughout the years.
The pleasure is definitely all ours. And we want to thank you once again for continuing to make those badass beats. So there you have it, folks. Scott Weiser and Todd Walker, a.k.a. Jacqueline Hyde, with an exclusive interview right here on Bassstream Radio. Make sure to go buy that vinyl right now.